Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman with us for the next hour, our regular guest every Friday. We're going to open the phones up in this hour. And the next, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm going to get the latest financial developments from our in-house expert, Bob Chapman, on the economy. And then I'm going to get his take on LeBron James and how we're obsessed with petty sports icons, where he sees the dollar going with these UN announcements of how we should scrap it. We're going to get into so many important issues. Also, in the last hour, we've got a Arizona sheriff popping in who's got Mexican mafia hits out on him. The mechanics have been turned loose. And, folks, it's not a joke when MS-13, the Mexican mafia, who've killed over 2,000 police just in the last year, it's 24,000 dead now in the last 2 years in Mexico, thousands dead on the U.S. side. The media was actually the liberal fake media, the establishment media, was claiming that this is that's just when they issue a hit, it's just a joke. And I wonder how they're going to spin dead sheriffs. They'll probably say they're Al Qaeda or something, knowing the media. Well, the sheriff, he was evil. The Mexican mafia is good. They're killing everybody in Mexico. So that's all coming up in the last hour. And I've got other news here. They're trying to move now towards grocery stores where you face scan, thumbprint, biometrically to buy and sell. And we've got a key article out on that up at prisonplanet.com. Mark of the Beast rears its head in Pennsylvania. But I want to give the number out. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, straight ahead. And we'll be talking, of course, with Bob Chapman. And in fact, going to Bob right now. Bob, so much happened since we talked to you 7 days ago last Friday. We've now passed another birthday for our country. And I think that overall we're in a lot of trouble, but people are starting to accelerate their awakening. We heard the same thing from Ted Nugent. But on the economy, what do you think are the biggest and most important developments we've seen the last 7 days?
Well, there's a number of them. I think we looked at Europe first, and a loan was made about a year ago from the European Central Bank to other banks. And it was for about $557 billion. And instead of reissuing it for a year, what they are doing is reissuing that loan for quarters every 3 months. And also, there's supplements to that if they need it. And the total amount is around $664 billion on the new loan line, we'll call it. And you can go back 2.5 to 3 years here, and the scandal of the misrating and the criminal activity of Wall Street and banking in selling collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds which contain mortgages, 60% of which were dumped in Europe, and they are nowhere near recovering from that, just like the American institutions have purchased them as well. And so Europe is in very tough shape. And it's not only the pigs that you hear about, which are the five nations that have fiscal and monetary problems. It's also the people, the countries, the banks that bought the bonds, which they should have never bought in the first place. And, of course, countries like Greece and Italy should have never been accepted into the euro.
But don't worry, the very same mega banks that sold them the time bomb derivatives, they've got a new solution, a global government we pay our carbon taxes to, Bob.
That's right. And I think the evolution that you just talked about in the introduction about the special drawing rights and the dumping of the dollar, they think it's time to do that. And when we come back, we'll get into it.
Yeah, I remember you 5 years ago talking about SDRs would be the global cashless currency. People said, well, wait a minute, that's a basket of currencies. But this central group of bankers will set those values. It'll give them even more power to manipulate. Stay there. Bob Chapman, our guest straight ahead, and your phone calls early in the hour. I promise we're going to get to you. Any questions you've got for Bob or other news items you want to bring up, we'll be right back.
Thank you. aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I can be in New York State, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, California. Doesn't matter where I go. I can be in foreign countries and people come up to me on the street and they say, "You woke me up, Alex, and you showed me a wider world." All I'm doing is trying to get the blinders off people. Then you'll see it for yourselves. Once you see the Matrix, there's no going back. And 9 times out of 10, or even more often, I mean, it's almost always, more like 90 times out of 100 or 99 times out of 100. I mean, it's almost always. Well, you've heard the callers. You know, I tuned into you because I saw the Obama deception, or I saw Fall of the Republic, or I saw Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, or I saw Terror Storm. The films are the biggest weapon we've got because these films are well-produced, they're highly documented, it's riveting, frightening info, but it gives people solutions. And it's not just my videos like Invisible Empire, Obama Deception, Endgame. By the way, we got a special running right now where you can get a free Endgame when you order other videos because this film is so important. This is still one of our best sellers 3.5 years later, but I'm giving them away free. When you get Invisible Empire, when you get Obama Deception, when you get some of the other films, you can get the New World Order film. That, of course, aired on the Independent Film Channel free with some of the documentaries for a limited time at Infowars.com. The Secret of Oz, all about the banking system and solutions. That's available. Don't tread on me. For every county servant, for every sheriff who's a servant of the people, everyone needs to see this about the 10th Amendment with Sheriff Mack, myself, Evan Vieira and many others, don't tread on me. This is the info that is a stake in the heart of the vampires, all available at Infowars.com, or you can download all of my films, including other films we've been authorized to post on PrisonPlanet.tv that I didn't produce but that I'm in, like Camp FEMA, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. They're all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership for $5.95 a month, the cost of two Starbucks coffees, that funds our operation as well. And I want to thank all of you that have been funding the InfoWar. And what we're doing here is we have this larger platform to bring others on to expand the awakening and accelerate the awakening that's happening. So see them all at PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as the simulcast of the radio show in living color, the simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, and all my films and my book and Paul Watson's book and the weekly reports he's doing, and now Steve's doing reports and Kurt Nimmo's about to do reports, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We just keep adding more and more. But please take action today. Infowars.com, two different shopping carts to choose from. We've got deals where you get a T-shirt, get a free ball cap, because we know the economy's falling apart. We just want to get this stuff out there. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And also don't forget another great site to get information, theinternationalforecaster.com. And I noticed, Bob Chapman, that there's a new redesign. I like the old design, but the new design is kind of a Web 2.0 look at the International Forecaster. Tell us about those changes.
Well, the changes came about through having the same site for, I guess, about 10 years. And actually, I really didn't have much to do with it. Other people more talented in that area than I did it. And I'm very happy with it, and I hope everybody likes it. And we certainly get a lot of hits on that site for being an entity that doesn't advertise at all.
Absolutely, my friend. Now, let's continue, and then we're going to go to calls. For those that just joined us, we were getting into the future of the dollar. What does it mean when the IMF is in the news the last week and a half straight saying, America is too much in debt? You've got to love this consortium of bankers that publicly engineered this, openly calling for themselves to be given world government power for us to pay them carbon taxes, and they're in the news today, all over the news, saying the answer to your problems is cutting Social Security, raising taxes, and basically giving all your money to us. What does it mean when the UN and others start beating the drum for the dollar to lose its world reserve currency? A, what does that mean? And B, what will happen if that unfolds?
Well, first of all, it's the wrong thing to have austerity and to increase taxes simultaneously. It's the best thing to do is to have austerity and cut taxes so that money will continue to flow into the economy so that you don't have a dangerous and wretched depression. As far as the dollar being jettisoned, the powers that be within the United States from behind the scenes banking and Wall Street, they have ravaged the dollar ever since after the Second World War, and of course, since August 15, 1971, when we had the gold backing taken away from the dollar, and it's been downhill since then. And everybody is who is in that genre is very well aware of it. And so they finally decided that it's time that the dollar was replaced, and they would like to use the SDR, which is backed by nothing. And so it's no better than the dollar or any other currency. It's fiat, as it's called. And so what they want to do is kick the ball off by getting carbon taxes passed in the United States and then throughout the world. And part of those tax revenues will go to the IMF and the World Bank, and they will back the SDR with income that comes from these carbon taxes. At the same time, there'll be a big meeting, and like so many in the past, and they will devalue or revalue all currencies versus the SDR, and that'll be arbitrary in nature. And then I think they will also have multilateral defaults among nations, and the final configuration I don't know of yet, as yet, because we're not close enough to that happening. But that's what I think they intend to do, and that, of course, is why gold and silver are doing as well as they have, because people are saying, gee, I don't want another fiat currency. Now, that currency, the SDR, won't be used in commerce domestically by nations. Nations will still have their dollars and their pounds, etc., until they decide to make a change in that as well. But for the time being, I think they'll revalue and devalue the currencies versus the SDR. I also feel, and I was talking about that when the break came, is that the European nations and the European banks are no better off now than they were 2.5 to 3 years ago. And neither are the banks in the United States. And there's another crisis brewing. Nothing has been put to rest over there. I think that eventually the weaker countries will pull away from the euro, and I think it'll be abandoned. And why I say that more than anything else is that not all the mistakes that they've made, which should be prevalent to people who watch that scene, but also I see in Europe a movement toward decentralization. They went into centralization with the euro and the European Union, and it really hasn't worked very well. The German public really wants to get out of both of them. And I think they think it's time. They think that was in part punishment for what went on during World War II, as was the grievous price that they had to pay to join the two Germanys together some time ago. I guess it was in 1991-92. And so I see disruption there. Well, this is being reflected throughout the world. I mean, we've got all kinds of banks that are insolvent, central banks. We got the United States government, particularly the Treasury, and other central banks, along with the Federal Reserve, who are trying to make and talk gold down for the last 25 years, relatively unsuccessfully. And I think what we're doing on talk radio, as well as on the internet, is really taking its toll. And we talk about this every week. And I heard you talk about it with David Icke as well. We've got them on the run, and we've got to keep them that way.
Well, Australia has announced, because their government's approval ratings are literally in the low 20s, and when the people are asked, why are you angry? We're angry about the carbon tax, which is very draconian there, the most draconian in the world we've seen, where they just laid over half the country's land that people already owned that farmers were using off limits. We're mad about the carbon tax. We're mad about internet censorship. And so they've now said, okay, we're going to drop it for a year. And they admitted because of an election coming up. And I see this tactic constantly. They can tell when we build up to a critical mass that if they continue to fight us, we're going to win. So they always back off. That's like twice in the last 5 years, they were going to put illegal toll roads on 183 North, Mopac, 290, all the major roads of Austin where you can go nowhere. I mean, I live 15 miles at least from my office, and I can get here in about 15 minutes because there's big, nice highways that were built in the last two decades, and I paid for them, and they're all paid for, and I paid for them with a gas tax. And they admit this isn't even about paying for new roads. This is about taxes, because foreign center of Spain has come in. This is globalism, and bought off politicians. And so 5 years ago, they were going to do it. The people got mad. They backed off. And then about 2.5, 3 years ago, they said, oh, we never even said we were going to do it. And now they've announced, we don't care what you say. We're taking three lanes and making two of them a toll road, when that's illegal to make an existing road a toll road, federal and state law. And they just don't care. And then we'll fight them again, and they'll back off again. They never give up. We can never give up. We need to understand that this is a 12-round fight here. But what can you, when we come back, that tactic they use, Bob, because it makes me so angry.
Well, it's a strategic withdrawal. It's dialectic in nature. And I'll come back with you.
we'll talk about it when we get back. It just makes me so mad. And, of course, it's Kirk Watson. And everybody's got their local shyster like him. His former mayor that literally stole tens of thousands of acres from people, turned around and gave it to himself, built things all over when it's supposed to be environmental preserves, and now he's illegally up there, openly illegally. I mean, it's illegal. going to slap toll roads on everything when we've beaten him over and over again?
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Okay, Bob, getting into that point of strategic retreats, because they know that we're not playing this conscious game of deception like they are. And so every time that we reach critical mass, they're going to beat them. They retreat, but only attack again. It's basically like in a war, someone saying, let's have a ceasefire. And you go, okay, and lower your guns, and they shoot you in the chest. Continue commenting on that.
Well, they want us to lose momentum. They want us to forget about it. They want the public to forget about it. And then they'll come back stronger than ever. and only we're going to be waiting for them because we know their tactics, and our listeners are gaining knowledge in the games that are played.
Well, plus it shows what crooks they are that they constantly, internationally, nationally, and locally, lie and say, we're done, it's never going to happen. And then they come back again.
Yeah, it's kind of like zombies. But anyway, you like that, huh? But anyway, that's what their game is. I was reading a piece by Carol Quigley today, who wrote the 1965 about what the Illuminists were going to do and spelled it all out. I was amazed at the time that he wrote the book, but it shows you maybe in modern times the beginning of their arrogance. And, you know, Freud and others touched upon the control of the masses. In fact, I'm running a piece along with all of those links from InfoWars. I must have six or seven of them on there. And because they're great. And so if you don't mind, I'll continue to run them. And so we're talking about the control of the minds of Americans and people throughout the world. And we're going to beat them at their own game by telling people the truth and telling the people that this is what they're doing to you with the media. You may not realize it. You may have a high school degree or a couple of years of college or even a degree, but you're not trained in that area, and you don't see the things that we see. I know when I went in counterintelligence, one of the first things that we read about was brainwashing. That's what it was called in the early 1950s. And so it hasn't really changed a lot since then, except it's become more sophisticated and the depth of knowledge is far greater. But don't let them fool you. We're here for a reason, and we're here to help you. And that's why we do what we do, especially me at my age. And so let's keep the pressure on them. And when they ease up, we'll remind them, we know what you're doing.
Well, they know that the momentum is shifting against them. Before we get back into the economy and the calls in the next segment, they want an Iran war, and now it's just all over the news that they're going to go ahead and strike Iran, maybe even use nukes on them. I mean, I guess even though they know it's going to be unpopular and illegal, they've got to do it as a political distraction because everything else they're doing is falling apart.
That's right. And, you know, how do we explain this plethora of warships and marine personnel off of Costa Rica?
Oh, well, that's another
take on that.
44 ships. The government's voted to allow troops and Marines and helicopters and armored vehicles on the land to fight drug dealers. And it sounds like some kind of bizarre coup, like the government of Costa Rica is bringing the U.S. in ahead of them being voted out in elections. I mean, that's all you can see it as. Now Costa Rica, I guess, has to be invaded.
Well, I live there. And, It's a great center for laundering money. But in the time I lived there, there was very little drugs in the country. And, maybe you're right about the politics, but, you know, I know many people and families who are, quote, at the top of the government. And, there isn't a lot of difference between either party. I find it hard to buy that the new president, which is a lady, I think her name is Chihuahua, or something similar to that. Please excuse me if I'm wrong. I don't know that there's a political problem. I really can't figure out what they're doing there yet. I sure can figure out what's going on in the Persian Gulf. I mean, that's very obvious, as you said. They're getting ready to go.
Well, I tell you, if you look at Grenada and then you look again at Panama, they use the same lie both times. They would say terrorist, and this is 100% was some truth to it in the island. But with the case of Panama, they just claimed that college students had been kidnapped. And then it was on local news and even came out in some U.S. news that they went to the dormitory and the girls said no one was holding us hostage. And they just invaded and blew the hell out of Panama City for no reason but that Manuel Noriega was going to, well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the
range. Bob Chapman is our guest, going to your phone calls here momentarily on this live Friday edition. We have the sheriff, who's got a Mexican hit out on him, a contract out on him, joining us coming up in the next hour. Very important information. Bob, getting back into the economy, because we only spoke a few minutes about that, why do you think they're finally announcing in CNBC and the New York Times and just everywhere, okay, it's a depression? I mean, my answer is because now they're going to sell us the next solution, giving the very bankers that did this more power. I hate to even call them bankers because there are real banks and, you know, real banks that loan money locally that do a good job in many cases. But these swindlers, these money changers, these globalists that pose as bankers, these Ponzi scheme operators. But, I mean, what does it mean, though, to have them signifying that we are going into a depression? I mean, is it because they know the public isn't buying it anymore, that we're in a recovery? I mean, we go from them saying we're in a recovery to maybe it's a double-dip recession overnight to it's a depression.
Well, I think that the public realizes there's something dramatically wrong. What they call it is irrelevant. And the recognition of that by the media may have come about because of the tremendous outside pressures that we've created. And I think that it could also be that, and I put this in the International Forecaster not too long ago, I've been told because Congress has refused to provide funds for the extension of unemployment that they won't provide funds for stimulus. And that means that the Federal Reserve is going to have to supply the money. And I've been told that over the next 2.5 years approximately, they're going to apply about $5 trillion to the economy. And so if major media was saying, gee, it's going to be a double dip recession and, you know, woe is me. And then all of a sudden, perhaps several months from now, everything starts to turn around and the media would say, well, and that's the people who said these things that, well, look, I guess we were wrong. Things are turning around and it's going to be okay. And, so they can, you know, go with the other side. But that's what I think is going to happen. It'll be very inflationary. It'll probably keep the stock market from plunging where it should plunge to on a short-term basis, but the market's still going to go down to reflect lower earnings and lower GDP during the second half of this year. And I think you're seeing that in the market now. Yes, we had a couple of mini recoveries, one during the last week, which Wall Street would call a dead cat bounce. And I think we're going down to the 8,000, 8,500 area here prior to the election. We could go deeper. And it's because the fundamentals just aren't there. Through stimulus and through the Fed, both are producing about $2.3 trillion. All we did was go sideways for a little over a year and slightly higher in GDP. Very little was accomplished. Unemployment this second half of the year, easily 25% in real rates. And then you have all these people who are going to be roaming around, 2 million of them without checks anymore. They're not going to be very happy. So I think August and September are going to be volatile months because I think a lot of people are going to be complaining. Some might demonstrate. There could possibly be riots, but I don't foresee that, at least in my mind's eye at this point in time. And so you're going to have a lower stock market, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be disgruntled about that because the value of their pensions and their cash value life insurance policies and also your annuities are going to go down in value. Because the stocks are going down and they own them. And so it's not a happy time. And even if the Fed throws money at the whole thing, will it work?
Well, regardless, now is the time to get the maximum effort out because the system is trying to use the crisis they've created to remake the world in their image where they have even more power to control our lives and become even more wealthy. And it's critical that during this crisis, when people are actually ready to listen, that we tell the truth so there's an alternative to their tyranny. So this is such an important crossroads, such an important critical time in history. Let's go to Shanky in Georgia. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Alex, I just want to let you know I became a Prison Planet member a couple weeks ago, and the videos on there really are over the top, unbelievable, informative, really well done. I've really enjoyed being a member over there. And I think you're right. It was Bob and y'all are right with radio and the internet being the main vehicles to keep us all motivated and getting the word out. That is, you know, as long as we have the internet, you know.
Yeah, they wouldn't be trying to shut the web down worldwide and free speech down and curtail it if it was ineffective. They're now openly saying they want to shut it down, which is a big blow for them to have to come out and say it. It shows what tyrants they are. They wouldn't be doing this if it didn't have power.
Alex, let me give you kudos on one thing. You are the only person on the planet to point out that LeBron didn't go to Chicago because Illinois has got $13 billion in debt. He's not going to go to a city, a state that's underwater. I want to give you kudos for that.
Well, no, I mean, that's how I knew, and of course, Darren pointed this out as well to me, that Florida doesn't have a state income tax like Texas and a few others. And so, of course, he's going to go there if he's getting a, what's his contract, $99 million or something? I mean, if he's got this giant contract, he is going to go where he gets to keep more of that. If you've got a 5, 10, 15% state income tax like some states have, even higher, why would someone give up $15 million to go to Chicago or somewhere else? Why wouldn't they keep it? I mean, and that's why everybody's leaving England and people are leaving France. And that's why the UN has said over and over again, and so is the OECD, this big global management group, that they want worldwide taxes. The New World Order, first and foremost, is about unified taxes so they can jack them up and up and up and no one can run. Let's get a quick comment on that from Bob, and you can come back, Shanky. Go ahead, Bob.
That is certainly true. And these banks and these countries all over the world are following OECD guidelines. Right to a T, it just isn't, you know, the U.S. pushing the issue. It is the OECD, and they are doing it. Most countries that I know of question everything that goes through your account. And, you know, they want to know, well, you just received $100,000 check from XYZ company in the United States to go into your account in Mexico City. Why did you do that? And the company says, well, you know, we're in business and we sell things in the United States.
And then meanwhile,
from heaven.
Exactly. But then meanwhile, hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money are laundered by Federal Reserve megabank members, shareholders, and that's not an issue. That's left alone. But now they're trying to change IRS regulations. And I actually got an email about this. People wanted me to ask you, where $600, if you sell a $600 used riding lawnmower, they're saying it's going to be a federal felony if you don't report that and pay taxes. They know the underground economy is keeping America hanging on. They want us bankrupt. And so they're going to harass some car wash in California for a 4-cent unpaid tax bill. And that was in the news up in Sacramento. The IRS showed up with armed agents. But meanwhile, hundreds of billions are in the banks of drug money. That's not going to be looked at.
That's right. And what are we talking about? We're talking about $750 billion a year. And about $300 billion of that comes out of Afghanistan in the form of marijuana, and which what eventually becomes heroin.
I
guess who's running it?
Well, they admit our government's growing the opium over there. Anything else, Shanky?
Yeah, real quick. Bob's got a great post on your site, Witness the Recent Gold Market Takedowns, and he's got a statement in there that says the result of this treachery is, you know, coming with the complete collapse of the stock market and the end of real estate, you know, as an investment. The powers that, Bob, talk a little bit more about the gold manipulation, if you can sum it up in a few minutes, and I'll hang up.
Yeah, real fast. I mean, I could boil it down and get Bob's take. It's very simple. It's like a beach ball. They can push it down, but it always goes up even higher. You look at the year-long or the two-year or the five-year or the seven-year graph, it's straight up. But the manipulation is damaging the economy. Bob, tell folks.
And they started that in 68 illegally. It became legal in 88 through the Working Group in Financial Markets, executive order. And it's not only the gold and silver market, they're manipulating everything. I mean, this is truly a corporatist fascist economy. And yes, as the gentleman said, and you did as well, Alex, it's like a beach ball. And yeah, they can push it under, but it comes popping right back up again. And it's going to continue to do that because it's the only real money in the world.
Well said. Let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Duff in Kansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a real privilege to get to talk to you as a result of listening to your
Duff, program. It's good to talk to you, but your phone is really bad. Try to get it out quick.
You got
put Duff on hold and see if they can get a better Skype or a better you know, get to a better spot on their cell phone. It's unintelligible, Duff. Leo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, how are you today?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I hail you once again for all your efforts to continue to expose these people. Listen, this morning you were talking about conditioning and how they use celebrities, you know, to make us think that these people are something that they really aren't. You know, Hollywood's been using films for a number of years to condition us into believing certain things. Now, hold on to your hat. I watched a movie last night called 13, The Conspiracy, and they constantly refer to the New World Order in the film. All these, an assassination attempt takes place. Actually, it becomes a reality where they assassinate the president. And they use this as a premise to show people that this New World Order is needed desperately to bring control and put an end to the violence in the country. They've been doing this for so long, it's actually gotten to the point where it's ridiculous.
And really?
It's
so in this movie, they sell world government as a savior.
Exactly. Now, I have a question for Mr. Chapman today. Is he there?
Yes.
I certainly am.
Yeah, Bob, listen, I know that you know, have the answers to a lot of these questions, and my big question is this. And are you aware of a time frame that we could set ourselves up to know when they're going to come about with this national ID card? And if, in fact, that is going to become a reality, do you believe that that is a prelude to the mark of the beast?
Well, first of all, timing in here is so difficult because we're forcing them to change their plans. We're forcing them to make mistakes. They never thought Greece would turn out the way it has, with the Greek people saying, hey, we don't want to do that. And so there are things that are happening, changing things. So you really can't put a timeline on it. All you can do is tell people this is really what they want to do, and let's not let them do it. And, you know, file your complaints with your elected members and hope it does some good. But timing's too hard. The timing in the Middle East right now is not too difficult. I mean, how many vessels do they have there and how many planes and how many hundreds of thousands of people ready to attack?
And you've got
Iran.
Netanyahu visiting, and they're saying they're getting ready for war. Let me comment on this. The mark of the beast is here. The cashless society is here. In my first film made 13 years ago, America Destroyed by Design, I have Bill Clinton's executive order to take blood and other DNA to get a driver's license, to biometrically face scan and thumbprint, and they elect to have basically a driver's license to have a job. Now, what they do is they bring in an SPP, North American Union. They issue a hemispheric travel card, which they've already issued if you choose to get it, for Mexicans, Americans, and Canadians. So all of that is going on. Already, all 50 states have standardized their driver's license to the feds. Some are fighting against new regulations. They just pass a random real ID law, and then they can just keep adding regulations onto that blank check. They're putting thumbprinters in at tanning salons, at gyms, at restaurants, at people to clock in at work. In Pennsylvania and other areas, inside the stores, the grocery stores basically won't, and this is mainstream news today. In fact, give me a close shot of this. The grocery stores won't be allowed to sell you beer because they can't be trusted. You'll have to go and face scan and breathalyzer and swipe your ID card to buy alcohol. They're going to have a new national sales tax. This has all been stated. That's going to be graduated. So, quote, poor people don't have to pay it. And so you'll have to swipe your card, though, to prove what bracket you're in, because there'd be fraud if there wasn't. You'd have somebody who made less than you go buy something. So that tracks everything you're doing. We're here. We have a national ID card. In 2000, the UN had a meeting in Australia. It was in their papers that a global standardization for IDs and the numbers and the precepts had been set. We already have a global ID. Libya, Iran, a few other countries haven't adopted it. Okay, just like they've been taking your blood for 38 years secretly for DNA databases at birth, now they admit it. Just like they've been fluoridating worldwide in the West, same standardization, one part per million. That we are already in a global managed system. The OECD, the corporation set up to take over Europe after World War II, is a private corporate consortium, just like the WTO over trade. They decide everything financial. They decide how many numbers are on your driver's license. They decide, just like I've had all these members of parliament on from England, over 70% of their laws are EU decided. Well, Bush, his last year in office, signed the Transatlantic Alliance, merging the North American Union with the Euro. He gave a press conference saying we had now merged. In 2000, they had the 50th anniversary of the Euro in all of the member countries with huge marches and fireworks. Literally no one, you know, showed up. You'd have parades with no one there. And they celebrated 50 years in 2000, but in 2007, because it really was set up in 19 1957 with the Treaty of Rome, though they officially set up the euro in 2000. We're in a global government now. Bob Chapman.
I agree with that. In fact, I just wrote an article in the last issue, and I'm continuing the coming issue, about Europe and its evolutionary process from the common market and EFTA, which I lived through because I lived in Europe at the time, and then the Treaty of Rome, and onward into GATT and then WTO and to the place that we're at today, particularly in view of their accomplishment in free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And I think their system in Europe is breaking down. I think they're having a heck of a time, not only financially and economically, but nobody wants to play anymore. And so that's why I think the euro is going to be history, and it may even break up the EU.
Stay there. We're going to break, come back with more calls, and we'll keep you 5 minutes in the next segment. And then Sheriff Babu is joining us from Arizona, coming up in the last hour for about 30 minutes, and we'll cover other news and important information. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InternationalForecaster.com. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
At Infowars.com, a great artist sent us his rendition of The Evolution of a Parasite. That's what I've dubbed it. that little blurb that the author wrote about why he did this piece. It shows the evolution of communism, the parasitic system, the kingdom of the parasites, and it shows instead of the evolutionary going from an ape-like creature to modern man, it degenerates downwards from Barack Obama to Michael Moore to Lenin and Stalin and then Karl Marx. Yeah, Ben Pack did that. So we've got that up on Infowars.com right now. It's really talented material if you want to check it out. We've got Bob with us till 5 after. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I have a quick comment and a question that's related to the comment, and I'm going to have to ask Mr. Chapman to put on his intel officer hat here for just a minute, if he would. The comment is you, Mr. Jones, were talking earlier about Israel's nuclear arsenal, and you may not have been meaning it this way, but it seems to me that you were sort of saying that Israel was getting away with something, having these nuclear weapons, when they really weren't. What they did was that when it came to came time to sign up to the non-proliferation treaty, they just said no. And they weren't the only ones.
No. I mean, you misunderstood what I was saying. Israel has always said that they don't have nukes. And in the last few years, they said, well, if we do, it's a secret. I agree. Nobody has to sign on to these United Nations treaties. Israel shouldn't have to, and neither should Iran. My issue is I'm against a preemptive nuclear attack on Iran. That is mass murder. That is evil. I mean, look, the Nazis thought they were doing good. The communists thought they were doing good. Our country thought it was doing good, killing Native Americans. This is wrong. We can't let this happen. Our government has overthrown Iran repeatedly. BP used to literally rule Iran. It had a previous name, Anglo-American Oil, inside Iran. I mean, Iran isn't perfect, and I'm not buddies with Iran. I'm against nuking innocent countries. I'm against lying about WMDs in Iraq. And the majority of Republicans are now on record saying they were against, that now they think the Iraq war was wrong. Bob Chapman, what's your take on this?
Exactly the same as yours. That was the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. And they the people who overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh, and that's how the Shah came to power.
That's right. It had a bunch of different names, Aramco, Anglo-American, Anglo-Iran. I mean, BP's always changing their name, and after this latest fiasco, they'll change it again.
That's not what I'm trying to say. The only thing I'm trying to say is there's a way out of the NPT. There's Article 13. You give your 3 months' notice, and you're out of the NPT. That's what North Korea did. When they realized that we were actually serious about them being in the NPT and wanted to send investigators in there, they said, you mean this is like serious? We actually have to be members of the NPT to the point where we have to accept your inspectors? No thanks. Okay? We're out of here. And they gave their 3 months' notice and they left the NPT. So what I don't understand is why the Iranians don't just call our bluff. Why they don't just go,
Well, listen. 5 years ago, they had a soft line guy in there who had all the inspectors in. The UN said no one had ever allowed this level of inspection. They need reactors. They can only refine half the oil they need. I mean, they really want a peaceful program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.